Hallelujah to God. While we are standing on, we're going to go to the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 20, verses 1 through 9. If you got it, say amen. Amen. Now, when we read this together, some of those words in there I can't pronounce. So bear with me. Amen. Glory to God. The scripture reads as follows. It says, now Pashur, the son of Immer, the priest, who was also chief governor in the house of the Lord, heard that Jeremiah prophesied these things. Then Pashur smote Jeremiah, the prophet, and put him in the stocks, that there were the high grade of Benjamin, high gate of Benjamin, which was by the house of the Lord. And it came to pass on the morrow that Pashur brought forth Jeremiah out of the stocks. Then said Jeremiah unto him, the Lord hath not called thy name Pashur, but that's one of them words I cannot pronounce. So we're going to move on. But thus saith the Lord, behold, I will make thee a terror of thyself and to all thy friends, and they shall fall by the sword of their enemies, and thine eyes shall behold it. And I will give all Judah in the hand of the king of Babylon, the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall carry them captive into Babylon and slay them with the sword. We're going to go down to verse 9. Moreover, I will deliver all the strength of this city and all the laborers thereof and all the precious things thereof and all the treasures of the kings of Judah will I give into the hand of their enemies, which shall spoil them and take them and carry them to Babylon. And thou, Pashur, and all that dwell in thine house shall go into the captivity. And thou shalt come to Babylon, and there thou shalt die, and shalt be buried there, thou and all thy friends, to whom thou hast prophesied lies. O Lord, thou hast deceived me. Now, wait a minute. Jeremiah was just prophesying to this king, but this is what he said next. He says, O Lord, thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. Thou art stronger than I, and hast prevailed. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocketh me. For since I spake, I cried out, and I cried violence and spoil, because the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me and a derision daily. Verse 9, then said I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire, and shut up in my bones. And I was weary and forbearing, and I could not stay. Let's pray. God, in the name of Jesus, we love you, Lord. We thank you and we praise you, dear God, for this privilege and this opportunity to read this, go into your word. We pray that you would speak to our hearts tonight, God. We pray that your will be done in this house. In Jesus' name, we pray, God, that you would ignite fires tonight. In Jesus' precious name, let's clap our hands unto the Lord one more time and give him some praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to God. You may be seated. I want to use for a thought tonight, set me a fire. Set me a fire. Glory to God. You see, in Jeremiah's life at the time, he was in bondage. King Asher had him locked up, and he tormented Jeremiah. He made fun of Jeremiah. Even when Jeremiah prophesied, he made fun of him. And Jeremiah was experiencing a little bit of discouragement in all of that. But you see, Jeremiah had settled in his mind. He had made up in his mind and said, I am not going to speak anything the Lord gives me anymore, if you let me paraphrase. But you see, the Bible says that Jeremiah said, well, I can't hold my peace because this word in my body is like a fire burning up in my soul. Oh, friend of mine, this thing started with the fire, and it's going to end with the fire. Oh, you got to keep the fire burning in your life. You got to keep the fire burning in your soul. You all have a responsibility. You got to keep the fire burning, because if you let your fire go out, the enemy's going to get you. But you got, all you got to do is go back to the book. You got to read the word of God. You got to get down on your knees and pray. You got to talk to the Lord every day, because when you keep the fire burning, oh friend of mine, oh God, set me a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. You see, God wants control of your life. God wants everything from you. He don't want 99%. He wants 100% from you. Hallelujah, because you see, when the fire is burning, it's easier to live for God. When the fire is burning down in your soul, it's easier to live for God. The scripture says that our God is a consuming fire. Fire always consumes what it comes in contact with. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said fire always consumes what it comes in contact with. Oh, friend of mine, I'm talking about the fire of the Holy Ghost. You got to have the fire of the Holy Ghost burning down in your soul. Oh, God, set me a fire. Oh, that I can be passionate about the things of you. That I can reach out to those that don't have what you got. Oh, the devil wants to put your fire out. You see, the church was born in a fire, and it's going to end in a fire. The scripture says, now, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place, in one accord in one place. In other words, they were together. They were united. They had a purpose in mind. Jesus instructed them to go to Jerusalem to wait for the promise from on high. Because once they received that promise, that they were going to be witnesses unto him. And the scripture says, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. Oh, friend of mine, it's not hard to get the Holy Ghost. If you want it bad enough, if you desire it bad enough, the only criteria for receiving the Holy Ghost is repentance. Be willing to turn away from things, that actions that lead to death. All God requires for us to receive his spirit is repentance. And the scripture says, verse 3, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as water. Fire! Like what? Dunamis. Fire! Oh, friend of mine, this thing started with the fire. Remember when you got baptized in Jesus' name and he fills you with the Holy Ghost? Oh, man, you felt good in your fingertips. You felt good down in your toes. You felt good out through your whole body. You know why? Because he didn't just give you the Holy Ghost. He gave you some fire with the Holy Ghost. I don't care what the devil says. He's afraid of you when you get the Holy Ghost. There's something about the Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive. Oh, the scripture says, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. The 120 that was in the upper room, that was the beginning of the church. And the scripture says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Whoo, I'm so glad God still pours out his spirit. He says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. You see, I can't teach you how to speak in tongues, but if you allow God to take control of your tongue, if you allow God to come into your life, he'll take control of it. And you'll speak in that heavenly language like you never heard before. It'll be a language that you've never been taught, that you've learned, but it's a heavenly language. And it's a language that'll set you on fire, friend. Oh, the devil can stand in your way when you fill with the Holy Ghost and fire. Oh, somebody clap their hands and the Lord and give him praise. Set me a fire. Oh God, don't let me just be an average Christian. Don't let me just come to church think I'm just putting my time in. Don't let me come to church, God, and I got to get primed and pumped to worship. Oh, friend of mine, there's ought to be enough fire in you that you should be able to worship God without being primed or pumped because he's that good to you. Oh, friend of mine, you should be able to worship God whether the pastor's here or not here. You still should be able to worship God. Yeah, hallelujah. The devil don't want no worship going on here. Woo! But we don't care what the devil wants. We come to praise the Lord. Hallelujah to God. Set me a fire. Woo. Set me a fire. You know, we've had some tremendous fires here in California. But this fire that I'm talking about doesn't compare to that one. Oh, the fire that I'm talking about one day will take you out of this world. It'll take you to a place, oh, friend of mine, that he has prepared for you because he's that kind of a God. Amen. Set me a fire. Oh, set me a fire. Don't let my chin drag the floor, but set me a fire. That I walk around this town with my head up, praising the Lord. I can walk down the street and I see another saint and I can say, praise the Lord. And it does something to him. And I can say, praise the Lord to an old friend of mine. And I see someone that's down in the dumps and I can go up to him and tell him, the Lord can help you. That's the kind of fire I'm talking about. You see, this fire is just not for us. It's more that God has that want to go down in that watery grave. It's more that God wants to baptize with the Holy Ghost. And he wants to use you and he wants to use me to reach him. This world is sick and tired of religion. It is. Matter of fact, my prayer every day is I pray, God, let this town, let these people get sick and tired of religion. Because this is not a religion. I said, this is not a religion. This is a way of life. Hello, this is the way, this is the church that Jesus talked about in the book of Acts, that will receive his spirit and live a clean and separate holy life. Oh, it's a fiery church. It's a devil chasing church. Oh, friend of mine. Oh, we have one God apostolic tongue talking devil chasing. Come on now. Don't let the devil sell you short. That's what we are. You are a warrior for the kingdom of God. You are a warrior for the kingdom of God. Don't let him think you think anything less than that. Amen. Set me a fire. Set me a fire to become inflamed with passion. To become, watch this, to become excited. You see, living for God is not a dead, boring thing. It's not something that you start and all of a sudden it's boring and you don't think you ought to do it no more. It's not like the things of this world. Sometimes we get bored with things, but living for God is exciting. It's very exciting. But you know why? Because the fire burns in your soul. The fire burns down in your soul. And your old friend of mine's, this is more than just something to occupy your time. You see, Jeremiah said he was in derision. You know what that meant? He was being ridiculed. They was making fun of him. They was mocking him. And discouragement said, and you know, it's okay to get discouraged, but don't stay that way. You know, pray that discouragement out. And allow some fire to come in your soul to burn up the chaff. You know, because when you get the fire burning, oh, friend of mine, I tell you, when the fire is burning, ain't a devil in hell can stop you. Ain't a devil in hell can slow you down, but you got to keep the fire burning. You got to recognize who you are, who you live for. Hallelujah to God and what he's done for you. Oh, friend of mine, because he is a consuming fire. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. This is what David said. He said, my heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue. You know what he's saying there? He was saying, and while I was so absorbed in thought about him, why I was reflecting on him. He says, why I was meditating upon him. The fire so burned in my soul. Hallelujah. That's why the devil tries so hard to distract you. He tried to get you caught up with video games. Here we go. Cell phones. He tried to get you tied up with your cell phone. So, he tried to distract you with the cell phone. So he can kill your fire. He wants to kill your fire, but you can't let him do it. And iPads and all of that stuff. There's nothing wrong if you use them right, but there's something wrong if it takes up all your time. Yes, that's right. I remember I had this game. I had this pool game on my iPad. But I noticed myself. I was getting consumed with it. And every day I was picking up and I was playing my game. And you can play against other people on the online and stuff like that. And I was playing it. Then one day I say, wait a minute, hold it. I'm being distracted. And so you know what I did? I deleted it. I got rid of it. If it's a distraction to you, get rid of it. Because the devil's trying to put your fire out. Don't let him put your fire out. If something is distracting you, oh friend of mine, you delete it. You get rid of it. You throw it in the fire and let the fire burn it up. You see, set me a fire. Oh God, let it happen. Let it happen, Lord, let it happen. Hallelujah to God. Because when Jesus starts the fire in your life, oh friend of mine, he's going to do it just right. Hallelujah to God. I said he's going to do it just right. See, the scripture says, the Holy Ghost that he gives us is a teacher. You see, he says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. You see, the Holy Ghost is a teacher. You know, there's some things, honestly, that you cannot quit doing unless you get baptized with the Holy Ghost. You see, the devil try to convince you that you got to get all your ducks in a row. Everything's got to be lined up right. And when you get it all straightened out and lined, then you can come live for Jesus. But that's not how it works. Because the Holy Ghost, if you do something, if you got the same Holy Ghost that I have, the same one that Jesus gives out, he will convict you. When you do things that's not right, if you do things or something that's not right, he will convict you because he wants you to be right with God. That's the Holy Ghost that we have. Amen. I love that song that said, this Holy Ghost that I have, the world didn't give it and the world can't take it away. Oh, this Jesus that I have, this world can't take it away because he didn't give it. Oh, Jesus gave me the Holy Ghost. Oh, I don't have to forfeit my Holy Ghost. As a matter of fact, I'm going to add some fire to it so I can be what God wants me to be. Oh, friend of mine, it pays you good to get some fire mixed up with that Holy Ghost. Set me a fire, Lord. Let me be a blazing trail for you, God. Oh, everywhere I go, I sign the blank check, God. Use me as you please. The Holy Ghost is an intercessor. Romans 8:26-27. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. It says, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And it says, and he that searches the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit. It says, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to your own will, according to the will of God for your life. Oh, friend of mine, it behooves you if you don't have the Holy Ghost sitting up here tonight, I promise you, God wants to give it to you just as bad as you want it. It said, all you got to do is come up and open up your heart. You tune everything out and focus in on the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will baptize you with his Spirit. Because the scripture says if you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you're none of his. But if you got the Spirit of Christ, you belong to him. What a difference, what a contrast. Amen? Hallelujah to God. This is what John said. John says, I baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is weaker than I. No, it says he's mightier than I. He says, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Oh, God, set me afire. Let the fire so burn in my life, God, in the name of Jesus. You see, we cannot neglect the covenant God made with us. John 15:1-9. He says, I am the vine and my Father is the husbandman. He says, every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away. But every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, that it may bring forth more fruit. It says, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. He says, abide. Now I say, here's the thing. He says, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except you abide in the vine. No more can ye, except you abide in me. He says, I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, he said, you can do nothing. He says, if a man, and see, he put an if in there. He says, if a man abided not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and withereth, and men gathered them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. And that fire is the fire that you don't want to go to. And that's the fire of hell. No, we don't want to go to that place. It says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. It says, here is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved you, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Let's go on to the next verse. Verse 10, I'm sorry. I didn't give them that one. All right. It says, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Next verse, please. Verse 11. I'm going to start around 12. It says, these things have I spoken unto you. This is what he said. He said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you. He says, and that your joy might be filled. Verse 12. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. That is just one of the covenant promises that Jesus has made to his people. He said, if you abide in me, I'll abide in you. And he says, I abide in my Father. And you see, he gave that covenant to us with the if onto it. That's why we have a responsibility to make sure that we keep the fire burning. We have to have a fire set in our souls. Amen. Set me a fire, God, that nothing else matters but living for you, God. Set me a fire, God, that what the devil does to me, it doesn't matter, because I'm so on fire for you, God, that I'm going to live for you. The devil's going to throw everything at you. He's going to throw even the kitchen sink. You know what you got to do? You just got to step right over and keep marching forward for the kingdom of God. Because when you stay on fire for the kingdom of God, friend of mine, and you don't let the devil get to you like he tries to, oh, the fire will keep you going no matter what. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah to God. This is something John says, and John answered and said unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Amen. And that fire, to be defined, is to become inflamed with passion, to become excited. You see, when you're passionate about something, there's nothing and no one that can turn you around from it. Amen. If you're passionate about going to get a quart of ice cream from the store, ain't nothing going to stop you from getting that quart of ice cream. You're going to go get your ice cream no matter what. And hallelujah to God. And it's just like that when you live for, in the kingdom of God. When you're passionate about the things of God and the house of God and whatever it takes to live for God, you don't let anything stop you. But you say to the Lord, set me afire, God. Let me continue to go on, God. Let nothing get in my way, God. And if it gets in my way, I'm going to pray my way through it. Because God, you got to set me afire. Oh, consume me, Lord, with your presence. Consume me, God, with your spirit. Hallelujah to God. And I promise you, the Lord will do that very thing. Because the scripture lets us to know that he is a consuming fire. Just like Jeremiah said, I'm not going to do it. He allowed himself to become so discouraged. He said, I'm not going no more. I'm not going to speak in his name. I'm not going to say anything else. I'm not going to prophesy. Oh, friend of mine, but that what was in him was so igniting that he couldn't keep his mouth shut. He said, it was like fire shut up in my bones. You ever been so excited that you got to tell somebody about Jesus? That's the fire that I'm talking about tonight. It's that type of fire. Set me afire, Lord. I remember this one time we were out. I'm going to invite the musicians to come too. We were out, we were out witnessing, and this one guy walked in. This guy, I promise you, this was the Holy Ghost. It wasn't me. But this guy walked into the store where I was, and I looked at him once. I looked at him, and I actually, the Holy Ghost through me called him by name. I never met him before in my life. That was the first time I had seen him. And I was able to witness it to him and to invite him to church. That's the kind of fire that I'm talking about. I'm talking about a fire to where no matter where you're at, you're in the grocery store, you're driving in your car, you're going downtown or wherever you're at. I mean, and God use you to witness to someone because that's what he wants to do. Amen. You see, we can't get so consumed with our own problems. We got to get consumed with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. See, when you focus more in on your problems, you don't see the problems of anyone else. But you know, there's always someone out there with greater problems than what you have. And, but you see, we serve a God that's willing to help us. That's what makes the difference between us and them that's out there. We serve a God that's going to help us get through our problems and our situations. But old friend of mine, we got to get consumed with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Consume me, Lord. Consume me with your spirit, God. Because when we do, old friend of mine, you're talking about old friend of mine. You're talking about walking around this town with your head up. You're talking about, we can't wait to get to church. I got to get to church. Ain't nothing that doesn't stop me from getting to church. I got to go to church tonight. Why? Because my God is a consuming fire. I got to, I got to get there where I can worship, where I can praise, where I can give him glory because he deserves it all. Let's see. One more testimony, okay? Glory to God. When I had my apartment, when I lived in Paso Robles, it was myself and two other couples. We were just brand new, fresh, getting into the church. I'm talking about the real church. I'll leave it at that. I won't call any names. But anyhow, we were in my apartment, and we would always meet there before we went to church, and we would pray. Before we got to church, we didn't wait to get to church to pray. We prayed in the apartment before we got there. And just so what happened, one day we were praying. I tell you what, the Holy Ghost hit that place. Bam! The landlord knocked on the door. Said, you can't do that. You can't do that. I said, I can't help it. It's not me. It's God. Oh, it's something about the Holy Ghost and fire. Oh, friend of mine, it'll make you get beside yourself. It'll make you, woo! Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to God. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. The enemy don't want you to have that kind of fire, though. You might just win somebody to God. You might just win somebody if you get all fired up for Jesus. You might just make it to heaven if you get all fired up, all tangled up and wrapped up with Jesus. But old friend of mine, it's better than getting wrapped up and tangled up with this world. When we can get wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up with Jesus. Hallelujah to God. Shall we stand tonight? Oh, set me afire, Lord. Let the fire burn in my soul. Set me afire. We're going to go ahead and open up the altar tonight. If you want to experience that fire, I invite you to come down. We'll pray with you. And I pray that you, that fire is real.
Holy Ghost, come on down. Send it on down. Send it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. Send it on down. Send it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. Send it on down. Send it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. Lord, we're your children and we are asking for you to send the fire. Our hearts are hungry, our spirits are thirsty.
That's in church.
We need to feel your power.
Oh, let the fire fall.
Just like the prophet said it would be. In the last days and now pouring we see. Lord, we are waiting wherever.